Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
On Monday, I told you about Bob Mack and his family serving in Ivory Coast for many years. Now today, let me tell you about a younger family who are working there with the Mack family, Josh and Katie Pate and their three young children. And I've known Josh most of his life and during his college years and rejoiced they're there serving the Lord now in the Ivory Coast. And they say at the beginning of this year, the Lord greatly encouraged us by allowing us to see a young man trust Christ as his Savior. Prince attends a local university and lives in our neighborhood. And during a family walk one evening, we saw some Mormon missionaries engaging Prince and his friends in conversation. After the Mormons left, we capitalized on the opportunity to introduce ourselves to the young men and to share the gospel very briefly with them. A few days later, during another family walk, as a follow-up to our initial conversation, Prince stopped us in the street and asked us how he could know Jesus. And we had the privilege to discuss the gospel with him at length and to see him accept Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And it's been a joy to watch him take initial steps of spiritual growth. He faithfully attends services at the church in Bangerville and participates in the new believers class for Sunday school. I'm grateful for the privilege to disciple this young man, and I look forward to what the Lord has in store for him in the future. Well, we were blessed back earlier in the year to have Katie's, and of course that's Mrs. Pate's, parents and two sisters visit us for a few weeks the earlier part of the year, and we were grateful for the opportunity to show them the ministry here and to have their help in many aspects. In fact, the Ivory Coast hosted the Africa Cup of Nations biennial soccer tournament during their visit, and it was a blessing for Katie's two sisters to participate in evangelization at one of the local matches. Of course, it was an added bonus to see the Ivory Coast win the championship game for the tournament, and the combination of patriotism and hype for each Ivorian game was unparalleled to anything we've experienced, and certainly was a wonderful cultural experience. Well, the Pates are planning for future ministry, and they say we're continuing ministry in the nearby villages and are in a position to begin planning for the next step in the village of Anan. Although we still desire to be involved in evangelism, Bible clubs, and so on in other villages, we will begin to channel our efforts toward the village of Anan, where we believe the Lord is leading us to plant a church. You may remember that the Lord provided for land to be purchased last year for future ministry in this village, and we will move toward construction on this property as the Lord leads, but there's several necessary steps prior to that time. In the meantime, perhaps even in the next couple of months, we desire to begin with a midweek Bible study in the village where we'll gather all the believers. This will, Lord willing, develop into Sunday services and the eventual chartering of the church. And we're praying for God's wisdom to guide us in the following areas for this church plant: the nature of the initial Bible study, the growth of believers through foundational teaching, the salvation of unbelievers, the proper timing to start the services, the location for the church prior to building on the property, and the eventual construction on the church property. Would you join us in prayer for this future ministry? And I'm so glad the Pates are serving in the Ivory Coast.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.